Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already, wow, hard to believe it, Thursday, the 14th day of March, 2013, and I've been kind of hogging the broadcast the last few days, barely opening the phones up. We did take some calls yesterday with George Norrie. I want to open the phones up for listeners to talk about the incredible breaking news that we didn't predict it, but we were the first to break it in government documents that they would then just announce being white would be an act of terrorism to create racial division. I mean, right now, the white supremacist roles and things are just swelling to record numbers. Just like if they put you in prison and you're white or you're Hispanic or you're black, you better go be part of that gang because that's how they house you in the wings of the prison. There's just not a choice. The system forces you into it. Really a masterstroke. L.A. Times and others regurgitating along with MSNBC, the new Justice Department report. Put out by their private intelligence army, the Southern Poverty Law Center, their Merck group, saying being white is inherently racist and evil and terrorist. I'm not joking. And now they've got universities and groups. If you want to basically get your tuition or get your scholarship, you've got to sign on to agree to go under Southern Poverty Law Center written manuals. And Aaron Dykes covered this last night. I'm going to have him in today. With their actual printouts in Wisconsin and other states, whites are to wear a white armband or wristband like Jews wearing yellow stars to show you're evil. And then you, quote, have a minority who is really the majority worldwide and now the majority in the U.S. Follow you around and tell you how bad you are. It actually says that. America is a giant reeducation camp. And again, it's about divide and conquer. It's the government dividing and conquering and putting billboards up saying my people rise up in Spanish, Mexican flag, and then, kids can't wear American flags in school because it's racist. It's total control to say, give me government-run health care, give me gun control, you're a racist. You're like, what's that have to do with it? Oh, racist. It's just a political tool. See, they get you to be politically correct and feel all guilty. I'm not guilty of jack squat. I'm 39 years old. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. My parents were what you'd call paleo-conservative. You'd call them liberals today, but a mainline liberal is really a tyrant, so you wouldn't call them liberals. But I was really brought up to be, it's the character of someone's deeds and what they stand for. And I was sophisticated enough to not buy into being forced into race-based politics, but that's the tool. They want you in the big city model where there's the black neighborhood, the Hispanic neighborhood, the white neighborhood, the rich white neighborhood, the rich black neighborhood. It's also a class system. And then they play that and use communism as the only solution to get out of it, and then have the media push that, well, that's how you can get out of it, is the collectivization that's run by the globalists that are offshore. I mean, was Che Guevara a guy with a lot of courage? Was he a really interesting person? Yeah. But did he kill tens of thousands of innocent people personally and enjoy it to the point of Fidel Castro throwing him out of the country and Africa throwing him out and the Soviets throwing him out and the Bolivian communists throwing him out? Yeah, that's the point. I mean, can I say Hitler had a lot of courage? I mean, he had a Congressional Medal of Honor. That was the equivalent. He had the Iron Cross First Class. That's the Congressional Medal of Honor. They only handed out a handful of those in World War I. That's why everybody followed Hitler, because he was a big war hero. And the point was he a real person who thought he was doing good? Yeah. But was he twisted and evil? Absolutely. Well, wait a minute. You don't like the New World Order and the megabanks, but you don't like Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez has like $5 billion of gold, $2 billion in cash. I know people who had their small businesses taken by. See, the mega rich want collectivization. So, see, I didn't like Pinochet, a right winger, and I didn't like a so-called left winger like Che Guevara or a fascist like Hitler. I don't like tyrants, and I'm going to explain that with all the big news and our guests coming up when we come back. Stay with us.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in studio, we did a special report on the nightly news about it last night. Aaron Dykes is joining us. Universities all over the United States are telling whites that they're inherently evil and bad and making them wear white armbands to symbolize that they're bad and having them agree under AmeriCorps, and they have to agree then to get their tuition, to be followed, quote, by a minority to explain to them how inherently bad it is to be white. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all run by big offshore mega banks who divide and conquer. The Romans were experts at it. The British Empire was experts. African kings have been experts. If you're an authoritarian, you're an expert at divide and conquer. And now as the mega banks are sucking us dry, imploding the dollar, pumping $85 billion a month into foreign banks, your taxpayer money that you have to even pay interest on, you bail out the banks and then pay them interest. They do this everywhere. They go in, they have sociologists, anthropologists, it's what intelligence agencies do, just look it up, and they bring in a system to absolutely break down as much of the society as they can so that everyone's fighting with each other. And then it creates real tribal division. Racism doesn't really exist. It's called tribalism. That's why you'll have one group of white tribes next to each other that hate each other and kill each other. And then the Romans could show up from a different culture and group, and one tribe would team up with them to kill the other. Same thing with the UN showing up with white Belgian soldiers and, you know, in the Congo, and the half the tribes begging them to kill the other half. We're Native Americans. Humans are just humans. We act the same way. And in a primitive sense, this was 2,000 years ago in your area, tribalism made perfect sense. That's what you'd be part of, your group, or you'd be dead. And so it's real, but it's not real. So when they talk about colorblind and pigment and all this stuff, yeah, that's real. But the system is saying, hey, lower your guard. It's kind of like in Saving Private Ryan, where the guy's fighting, Tom Hanks is fighting with a German soldier. And then the German soldier says, oh, let's be friends, and then drives the knife into him. But it's not like the system of politically correct said, be nice, let's all be friends, let's have equality. And then that was always a double cross from the beginning. There were always groups really saying that, Christians, abolitionists, others, all over the world. You know, there were slaves in Germany, some of the German provinces, the Germania, Austrian-Hungarian Empire until the 1880s, white slaves. But they were so culturally controlled, they were proud of their slavery. Mercenary slaves, citizen soldiers, raised from birth, Hessians, 10,000 of them were brought into one flotilla during the Revolutionary War. This is real history, and it's not taught there. You're only taught America had slavery. You're not taught about indentured servitude. You're not taught about sharecropping, slavery, basically. You're only taught about things to create a guilt narrative so that you're 15 years old and you're white, you feel like you're evil. Or you're 39 like I am. Brought up to be colorblind, brought up in multicultural Dallas, friends, everything great. But that was only in phase one. Now the phase is the breakup of America into a larger North American Union with racial subgroups throughout it. And that's Ford Foundation. That's Carnegie Endowment. That's congressional hearings. Anthony Sutton wrote about this. He worked for Congress. It's all there. That's the strategic plan. Because you've got less than 20 ruling global families worldwide over the Anglo-American establishment. And it's called Anglo because that's what the British-Dutch combine empire was called. You know, the Anglo-slash-Dutch empire. Saxe-Coburg-Gothas with the House of Orange. It's also Gotha. And it's not even really a German royal family. It's a Transylvanian royal family and an Austrian royal family. Nothing against Transylvanians or Austrians. I'm just breaking down. There is a Transylvanian family. It's like out of a movie, a vampire movie, that runs the globe, and it's, or most of the globe, and is trying to mop up areas of Africa, Latin America, Asia, you name it. And this is the program. I mean, you thought it was House of Windsor. It's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And it's merged with the House of Rothschild. And that's just a fact. I mean, that's what it is. And it's all divide and conquer. The globalists will finance the Arabs to attack Israel. And the globalists will finance Israel to attack the Arabs. And then they have full spectrum dominance. Just like the globalists will finance the Pakistani Al-Qaeda and the Taliban Al-Qaeda. And publicly, that's always been public. That's always been in science journals. That's always been in anthropology journals. That's always been declassified. That's always been public. It was public on 9/11 that the hijackers trained at U.S. bases and were U.S. government agents. It came out in AP, Reuters, Newsweek, but back of the paper, yeah, Muhammad Atta and others trained at a base, but that's national security, just don't worry about it. Yeah, they're court-martialing the colonel that blew the whistle. Never mind that. You see, it's full-spectrum dominance. It's globalist above America, having America carry out its dirty work while we take the blame worldwide. Well, we take the blame worldwide, and literally, I was driving into work this morning. I called in on 590 AM, my local AM affiliate, and I called into the morning show. Mark, Ed, and Sergeant Sam. Sergeant Sam is a really funny, great guy. He's come by the office before. We're friends a long time. Mark Caesar's a nice guy. The other guy's kind of a liberal Ed on there. And I called and they put me on air, you know, and he goes, shut up, get to the point. He was talking about basically, he was kind of the pro-abortion guy and the other guys were the anti-abortion guys. And I was, because I heard this black guy calling and he goes, I'm a black guy in East Austin and there's too many kids and that's why we're going bankrupt and that's why we got a deficit. We need to abort more kids. They were talking about protests going on in Austin right now with little kids out there part of the protest. And is it right to, you know, teach 7-8-year-olds that they're aborting kids in there? And I say, yes. Know how evil it is. Know these are humans that are dying. So I call in about that to go, excuse me, Japan's 1.3, the U.S. is 1.5, 1.6, Italy's 1.3. For every two adults that were born, baby boomers in the late 40s, early 50s, worldwide, didn't matter what color you are, if it's an industrialized country, you're having a quarter less children than you need to just even replace people, and then societies collapse. The actuaries are known. And I explained the U.S. has about a 1.5, except for giant immigrant influx. You know, the system has a point. You got to bring in immigrants from everywhere. The problem is they're put on welfare and then bankrupt the system as a political takeover. It's not really replacement. Whites aren't having children. Blacks aren't having children. 52% of blacks are aborted. And this guy was defending that, saying it was good, the caller. So I called in. Some of you probably heard it out there, just to point out the demographics, because I've been around so many black liberals who aren't really liberals. They're authoritarians, but they believe they're liberals. And they're like, you know, whites are evil. You know, and whites are the devil. You know, you're just inherently a bad race. You inherently are evil. And that's the oldest thing. Jews are inherently evil. Blacks are inherently evil. Hispanics are inherently evil. The red man savage is inherently evil. The Asians are inherently evil. That black tribe across the river from me, even though I'm black and have their exact genetics, they're evil because they worship the, you know, the pelican, and we worship the, you know, the stork or whatever. You know, let's kill them. It's like the Star Trek episode from the 60s where one guy's got black on one side of his face, the other guy on the other, even though they're exact same genetics. It just, you know, one group's the ruler, the other. That's how things tend to organize around gangs. Like, you're wearing a red hat, I'm going to kill you. It was just somebody in New York shot because he was wearing a wrong color hat. You're wearing blue, I'm going to kill you. And I remember back in the early 90s, I'd be walking down the street with a blue baseball cap and had the cops pull over to me and say, and then that's an excuse. Yeah, I'm really a Crip wearing a blue baseball cap. Again, everybody likes to organize in, dumb people like to organize into gangs. I mean, that's basically not even so much dumb, just primitive. It's easy. And that's how the globalists are basically orchestrating this entire thing. And they people really think, because that's why I've been at the Mecha La Raza Hispanic Ku Klux Klan rallies. That's what it is. You know, there's not just white Ku Klux Klan. There's black racist groups, all that. But it's so mainline, people think, oh, well, the city's paying for billboards that say this. Oh, you know, there's TV ads, how great this is. Well, I mean, it's sponsored by Miller Beer and Coke, Diet Coke. You know, so you get diabetes and die, you know, with the aspartame. That's on record. It must be good. Let me go join it. And that's only because they want to create the balkanization. The Democratic Party was out of power. They were the party of the Klan and lynching blacks and gun control for blacks. They didn't invent gun control. After slaves were freed, the Democratic Party basically got laws in the South passed so blacks couldn't have guns so they could abuse them. And then they started really failing, and the Klan almost took Washington over. And it was actually big then, with, you know, 500,000 people marching in D.C. You can pull up the photos of Klan rallies in D.C. in the 20s. In fact, you guys could probably do that on horseback and stuff. But they failed because Christians, whites across the country mainly, said no. And Republicans, and I'm not saying Republicans are good today, they're just the placeholder for the dominant party, the Democrats. So they said, Margaret Sanger's letters are public, type in Margaret Sanger's racist letters, that'll pull them up. She said, we're losing, and these are minutes with John D. Rockefeller and others. She said, we're losing the battle. If you give me $1 million a month, and then this was like in, I think, 1911, she was a big family planner, euthanizer, you name it, there in New York City. She said, I'll go buy off all the black, W.E.B. Du Bois and everybody. I'll buy them off. We'll make them heroes, and we'll kill these people. She said, we will eliminate the weeds. And they have. And I can sit there and talk to one of these black liberals, and they go, I'm glad they're killing 52%. I'm going to get more money because 52% of blacks are killed. And you're racist because you're white. And I mean, and MSNBC will be like, good job. You're absolutely right. This is how the communists have taken over countries, ladies and gentlemen. And so the Democratic Party figured out we've got to now be radical, and actually come out and say whites are inherently bad. They did this then to fool all the minorities to think, oh, my gosh, you must be really great people. And it worked like a charm. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've sat there at these Che Guevara type stuff with guys all wearing the same hats, same outfits, and they're like, we're going to kill you when we take over. I mean, they're wearing shirts that say, Plan of San Diego to kill all whites over the age of 16. It's been in the newspaper. And I'll go, but they're aborting Hispanics, and they're like, good, they're too many people. So killing Hispanics is good, but being white is racist. You're nobodies. You're dumbed down moron idiots that don't see the big eugenics picture. And I know I'm racist for not wanting to kill 50% of black people. I understand MSNBC's mad.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Aaron Dykes is coming in to talk about the new white guilt bracelets that you'll have to wear if you want to get college tuition supplemented. And we're going to tie it into an incredible article that I mentioned yesterday, but I didn't read some of the passages. What can be done to reverse this tide of belligerent ignorance? Well, we can have the government form task forces and go after, wait for it, they're not jihadists, they are white right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns, who may represent a greater danger to the lives of American civilians than international terrorists. That's why Homeland Security money needs to be moved from the hunt for foreign terrorists to the domestic white terrorists, the L.A. Times. I mean, you read something like that, and I knew that was coming because all the training manuals, all the training videos that we broke years ago was whites are terrorists, minorities, you're going to report them and I guess go hunt them down. And then that's the new and you're like, this is insane. It's designed to make whites get totally freaked out and just become a reactionary, racially voting bloc under Republicans that then control them. And then the Republicans, you know, will kind of act as a more honest racial party at one level while acting like they're trying to be inclusive. I mean, the globalists know what they're doing, and that's why they're in control, and that's why we're slaves, and that's why liberty and prosperity is being annihilated. It's called divide and conquer. It's called balkanization, and it feels good, and everyone basically loves it. The new pope, Pope Francis, the first Latin American, first Jesuit, well, that'll add to all the theories that the Jesuits really run the Catholic Church, and the first Pope Francis to lead the world's Catholics. Reminds me of the quote from Stripes, where he goes, "Don't call me Francis, call me Psycho or I'll kill you." He goes, "Okay, Francis." If you haven't seen Stripes, I'm sorry. I'm a fan of kind of those old corny comedies. It's just, it's not as good as Caddyshack, but it pops in my head. So we've got that report. Yeah, lighten up, Francis. That's exactly what he says. You're right, I didn't quote it properly. He goes, "All right, Francis." And he goes, "My name's Psycho. You call me Francis again, I'll kill you." The sergeant goes, "Lighten up, Francis." Yeah, that's pretty good. Thanks for reminding me. John Bound knows all this stuff. All right, let me give you some of the other news that we'll cover after Aaron's in here with us. And we do have Sean Siegel in studio, who is the head of a major vaccine awareness group and has just incredible scientists, doctors, you name it, on his radio show, VaxTruth.org. I'm just very impressed with his research. And he also works with Marcy Terry, so we're going to get her on with us as well. I want to get them on in the last hour because that's a real public service announcement. You know, it's amazing on the racial front. You can abort 30% of Hispanics roughly before they're born. You can abort 25% of whites before they're born. You can abort 52% of blacks before they're born. And then say it's good for the economy, and then say, well, they'll just end up on welfare and in prison. And I hear blacks and Hispanics call into the talk shows, and I've debated it on liberal radio shows, really fascist tyranny shows that call themselves liberal. And they're like, what are you going to do with all these babies? Remember the abortuary guy last year? They go to his house, the abortion doctor, and he goes, who's going to take all these ugly black babies? And he's an Asian guy. And I'm telling you, that's standard Indian guy. Well, technically that is Asia, my friend, pretty much. So the point is that, you know, he says, who's going to keep all these ugly black babies? And that's held as liberal. I mean, if you call blacks ugly and evil and need to be killed, you are a liberal. As long as you say whites are bad, and then a lot of black folks will go, well, you're saying kill me, but you hate whites. That's good. It's a white person saying it to them. I mean, it is just mind control. And that's what Aldous Huxley talked about in his farewell speech before he died in 62 at Berkeley. You ought to listen to it. It's like an hour and a half long. It's online. I've played some clips of it in my film Endgame. He says, we've learned how to program you to love your servitude, and we're going to end the family. And we're going to end society, as you know, and we're going to just get rid of the majority of you. And that's the plan. And my brother runs the UN program to do it at UNESCO. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. And they write books. They tell you you're doing it. And he said by 2000 they'd have most of this in. They are 10 years behind, in the words of Brzezinski. I'm hearing anything that's even further because it is so crazy. I mean, the French Revolution run by the Illuminati, look it up, the Jacobins, they wanted a 9-day work week, the end of the family. A return to barbarism. It's all about playing God. But I know I'm getting off into history of people. I'm going to run over some of the big news here, but the plan is have America carry out the globalist dirty work and then blame us politically for it. So world poll, image of U.S. declines, which was the plan I've always told you. While the globalists move to the EU and China and deindustrialize us, when they're done with us, they'll implode us into a giant third world race war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, you have founded the front lines of the info war, trying to build a true, free, enlightened, renaissance society of true liberty, where we're judged by the character of our daily activities, by what we build, by what we construct, not by numbers, not by groups. The globalists are at war against the individual. That's why they say gun owners are responsible for anybody that's killed, not that criminals using tools like a baseball bat or a knife. Is it the baseball bat or the knife? No, they're saying we collectively did Sandy Hook. And it's now coming out, and in fact, Bloomberg's bragging about it. And Aaron Dyche did a report on this yesterday. We're going to cover it in a moment, where he said, oh, I was all ready and set for the next shooting to exploit it to get the guns. And that's what Feinstein said 2 weeks ago. She said, there will be more events, and we're going to get this done. They have a plan. That's why Obama said, we can't allow one more shooting. We can't allow one more thing like this to happen. You got to turn your guns in or the kids will die. Kids died. Oh, my gosh. It's your fault. You know, a woman in New York, Manhattan mother, jumps 8 stories to her death with her infant son strapped to her chest. Baby survives with minor injuries because she hit on her back. And that and the baby was in, you know, a little carrier on her front, so the baby bounced. And she said she was a bad mother. I bet $1 million, if somebody wants to wager, that she was on antipsychotics, which actually make you psychotic, on the insert. They call them antidepressants. They're really antipsychotics, and they make you psychotic. I mean, it's always the same. It just makes them whack out and do it. You read about mothers chopping their kids' arms off, drowning them. But actually, it's not her fault. It's the building's fault. Because, you know, it's the gun's fault. Somebody got shot in New York for wearing a hat the wrong color. That's also in the news yesterday by a gang. But it's not gang mentality that's the fault. It's the gun and the hat. And also, she was white. So that's another reason she's white. So according to the L.A. Times, well, she's married to I mean, if you're a white guy, you're a terrorist, according to the L.A. Times. So, I mean, that's the crazy logic they would have you believe. Because, you know, she's not an individual. It's not her fault. It's not drugs she may have been on. It's the fault of the 8-story window balcony she jumped off of. And I think that's reasonable. I mean, it's the building did it. An inanimate object. I mean, it was that sheer face. It was that base jump without a parachute that killed her, just like the gun. And so I say ban buildings above 1 story and make everyone. Well, see, that's where this logic goes. That's where all of this is happening. You know, they have the science fiction books written where they make everybody handicapped if anybody else is handicapped. And people thought, oh, that's overdone. No, that's where all this is going. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. We're going to go to the economic news. Physicists say they have found the Higgs boson, which they plan to do at the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider. So we're going to be getting into all of that. You know, this was in alternative news a few days ago. Now it's in Reuters today. U.S. to let spy agencies scour American finances. Of course, the headlines a few days ago were they've already been doing it. But now that's what his executive order last year did. Congress wouldn't pass it, so he just did it. They're just trying to quasi-legalize what they've already been criminally doing. But I don't care if Obama signs an order and tells Congress they can't see it. But now Congress is demanding to see it. So we're told, you know what? We're spy agencies run by foreign globalists are watching everything you're doing with no warrant. And guess what? The new threat isn't Al-Qaeda. It's white people. It's returning veterans. It's conservatives. It's libertarians. And that's not racist at all. And the government's teamed up with everybody else who are useful idiots if they join it. Hey, let's get them. Let's get those gun owners. Yay, I'm turning my gun in. They want you to associate racially with having no rights and socialism under a fascist regime. Socialism, grassroots, fascism above it. That's the real system. They want you to associate your identity with being an idiot, with being a chump, with being a sucker, with being a schmuck, with being a mark, with being a fool. Well, I'm not your fool, okay? And everybody needs to get religion, get reality, get social engineering. Most people that understand this go and join the dark side. I've talked to a lot of people in the power structure, and they just go, come on, man, you know how the public is. They're a bunch of idiots. They're not going to listen. They don't want your help. They want to be slaves. Come jump on the team and come in for the big win. Well, you know what? It doesn't look to me like you're jumped on a team and coming in for a big win. Society is falling apart, and no one is insulated from this craziness. The big lie is when you screw somebody over, they're going to have the attitude to screw people over, and it's all going to come back on you. And I don't want that on my conscience. I don't want that in my name, okay? And I'm sick of the government and the social engineers and the power structure acting like they're the great high and mighty that hand down the law, and they say what's racist, and they say what's good, and they say what's bad, when they are a bunch of murdering, lying, eugenicists, social engineer globalists who 24/7 go to Delphi Technique seminars and stuff on how to manipulate and lie to you. You know what I'm using? My hardwired gut and instinct for liberty. I don't need to go to your fancy schools. I got the truth that trumps all your lies all day. I don't need your psychopath silver tongue. I've got the tongue for liberty. I've got a tongue that wants to survive. I've got the tongue that knows the truth. And you know what? The truth is self-evident. It's not like it's some big secret. But because it's laying all around us, people don't value it. People don't value it. They think evil and corruption is going to give them power, and it's not going to do that. Now, let me tell you. As I said yesterday, we're going to go to Aaron, then I'm going to start the next hour, go to your calls and cover news. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. But I want to say this here right now. I told you they would shift everything into a race war for Homeland Security, and I told you that 11 years ago. I can see the writing on the wall. It's in my films. It's on record. It's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2002. It's all broken down because I've been to the drills, I've read the manuals, I've gotten the secret documents, it's been national news probably 20 times or more. It's on record, okay? I know what I'm talking about. But it's gotten totally obvious in the open the last 2 years because this is the game plan. It was all laid out, Bush, Obama, the fix is in, Romney to take the dive, all of it. Okay, it's not that Obama's bad, so Romney's good. It's all bad. It's not that, you know, fascists are bad, so communists are good. It's communists and fascists are bad. Learn that it's not just the two choices they give you. It's not, globalist bad, so Che Guevara good. No, it's all bad. Okay, you need to understand that. And you need to not just see boldness by the globalist as their right to rule. Hitler was bold. Stalin was bold. Fidel Castro was bold. Mao was very bold. You know, Che Guevara was a follower of Mao and wanted forced collectivization that killed about a third of the Chinese people. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about mass death here, ladies and gentlemen. And see, but it's sexy, it's fun. These young idiots out there, they just have this smile like, oh, you're scared of my power wearing some stupid iconic image when I actually want to free you. Because if I don't free you, we're not getting out of this. Because we've got to have a revolution of awakening to have any future. And it's got to happen with you deciding to get out of your emotional garbage and to get outside the box with full spectrum analysis and see how you're being played. And sure, they set things up in a racial, cultural, regional divide and conquer. So there are real people buying into it who are tribally coming against you if you're white or if you're any other color. There is an opposing racist group. And you see the racism and you're white and you're told it doesn't exist and you're inherently bad. So it makes you mad. So you become a white supremacist, which is also globalist run, just like a prison is broken up into racial groups. If you don't have this awakening and this understanding, they're already putting poison in our food and water no matter what color you are. They're already setting up death panels. They're already gearing up for all this. We're all under attack, and we've got to have a full shift awakening to this if we have any hope. Okay? If a conservative said black babies were ugly, a doctor, it would be national news on MSNBC for 6 months straight and riots all over the country. But when the establishment shoots a black youth in the back for no reason in New York, nothing's ever going to be done about it. Or when every liberal I've ever talked to says, who's going to adopt the black babies? Which actually there are groups to do that. In fact, give the black baby clip. Let's go ahead and play that clip, and then I'm going to get into the news and go to Aaron. Here they are. This is just, and there's Planned Parenthood tapes, Project Veritas about, I want to give money to get rid of the blacks. Oh, yes, we understand. So let's go ahead and play this clip. But again, you'll never see this because again, an enemy, we had German soldiers in World War II that came to U.S. bases dressed in U.S. military uniforms who'd been brought up in the U.S. and spoke fluent English. Nowadays, people would salute them. They would salute a foreign Chinese general who was about to nuke America if he wore a uniform, even if they knew he was a communist general, because the uniform is what matters. If hijackers put on the captain's uniform, they would salute him. Women would probably slit their babies' throats under orders because it's about serving the image. You understand that? And of course, I'm being a little sarcastic here, but the globalists have hijacked. They've taken everything over. They're puppeting things with a hand puppet. And you've got to have that epiphany. You've got to have that quickening of understanding. You've got to understand how this works if there's any future. And again, it is a sacrament to kill their babies. And you're racist if you don't want to kill the minority, now majority, babies. So see, I just want you to know that, and I know it hurts your ideology of race-based liberation theology you were taught if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, in public school, then in the college. I understand this is freaking you out because your whole identity is about this, but this is the reality. And just admit who you are and admit what you are, and then there's hope for you. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. You got evil whites, obviously terrorists. Because the LA Times and they say being white is terrorism. We played the ugly black baby part. I heard it in there once. I mean, there's more of it coming up. We don't have time to play it all. Just type in ugly black baby. You'll get that in a bunch of other videos. And the evil whites are there saying, let us adopt the baby. They obviously only need to be sent to a FEMA camp. I mean, they're scum. But the Indian guy from Asia, he's good. He's a wise person. And so he's obviously right. Now, if the white Christians said kill the ugly black babies, it'd be all over the news. But see, that's because they're white. They're bad people. And you have to understand that. And so if I put up a billboard saying whites rise up, that's racist. If the city of Austin pays for it for Hispanics, that's a good thing. And there's no doublespeak there. There's no 1984 there. There's no. And so here it is. Government wants volunteers to wear white guilt bracelets. Aaron Dykes is here to talk about that. Then the LA Times is also reporting again saying, quote, the new threat is not Al-Qaeda. They're not jihadists. They are white, right-wing Americans. And that they believe in a New World Order conspiracy theory. Doesn't matter, world governments being openly set up everywhere. And by the way, we don't just have the CNS News article on this. We have what you do to learn in the re-education camp that's the college or the AmeriCorps if you want any of this government funding. And soon they're now announcing compulsory service where you have to go into AmeriCorps and FEMA Corps to get out of high school or college. In fact, they said 4 years ago it would be the law, but they haven't been able to do that. But they're trying. And see, it's about social engineering. Once you're in a collectivist system, we get to say what you eat. Oh, well, if a bunch of blacks are on welfare as a cliche, well, then we must be able to kill them because we're paying for them. See how that works? It's not get you on welfare, force you on welfare. Blacks had less illegitimacy than whites in the 1930s and 40s. I mean, look it up. Look at the demographics. They had under 10%. Whites had a higher level. Extremely religious, extremely conservative, extremely upright, extremely setting up powerful communities and businesses and threatening the power structure. They just integrated. And I'm not against integration as a real integration, a fake integration with cultural death programmed into it. Now blacks are 93% illegitimate. You go, what's wrong with single mothers? That's the spin. No. You're just four times more likely to be in prison or drugs. If there was never anybody at home, ever. Now, if it was a divorce later, that's another issue. It's not as bad. The point is they know what they've done. Now they're breaking up everybody's families. That's the model. And it's so cold-blooded to sit here and not be some bleeding heart, but to want a fair shake for everybody. Because I'm confident. I don't need to put you down so I can be successful. I want to build you up. And hell, if you get built up higher than me, you'll just raise everything up. The rising tide raises all ships. I understand how the universe really works. Because it's just prima facie. It's in my soul, my gut, everything. And in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, as a Protestant philosopher said about 400 years ago. And people say, what does that mean? Well, you can see it as the Illuminati perspective. They want you culturally blind, spiritually blind, financially blind, because then you can be fully enslaved. So I bring in Aaron Dykes, and while he's talking, I've got a document cam I can show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the actual mental model. It says, addressing racial privilege, a mental model for white anti-racist. And it shows them to see everything according to a group, not as individual, and like Jews, to start wearing the yellow star, but it's a white bracelet. And Aaron Dykes, we're going to come back from break in a moment, but break down this amazing report. It's up at InfoWars.com.
That's the thing. Life is about individuals. I take anybody from any background on, you know, with a basic respect until it's violated, no matter where they come from. They do want us thinking in groups, and they want us all brainwashed. I am kind of a bleeding heart in terms of I don't like to see people downtrodden, but that doesn't mean I'm going to hand the reins of power over to big government who want everyone dependent, who want to debase people.
No, they want them dead.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, I want to buy the fact that you're inherently evil, Whitey. I want to kill my babies. Yeah. I'm like, okay, go ahead and kill your babies then.
I've been personally attacked for not endorsing the black genocide. I don't. I won't endorse that.
But that's because you're racist. You're against blacks because you don't want them dead.
But this is the whole, like, sensitivity, brainwashing, you know, political correctness to an extreme. And anyone who follows these guidelines is not going to be respected by other race groups.
You're a racist.
For bowing down to put
racist.
They want you to deal with your white privilege and put on a white wristband and walk around and talk to people about how you're coming to terms with your white privilege. And
it actually says that. I'm going to show people a document cam right here. And folks, the answer to this, we'll talk about that after the break, is to just stop buying into it. We have to totally go against political correctness. It is because it's Soviet. They used this in the Soviet Union. They called it that.
Yeah, and they were all about that. But I'm not the first to point out that the slavery today is primarily economic. We're all under the debt bubble burden and being controlled by the larger system. Slavery is a horrible legacy, but it happened most.
They want you to be obsessed with that so that you don't see the real current thing happening.
And they want people of color, as they call them here in this document. I'm not necessarily.
Which is even politically incorrect. See, they can't even follow their strictures.
They want people from minority backgrounds not to embrace their rights and to think that the American Revolution is shameful because they were involved in slavery. And it is in aspects of slavery, but we all have to embrace our rights. It's too bad those rights weren't recognized for other groups sooner.
But they'll never look at the real history.
The only
point is they tried to get rid of it then, too. But it's a side issue. History's criminal.
They want to guilt trip everyone. The SPLC is involved in this, all the cultural programming. And like you said, this is being driven through schools, through AmeriCorps, through the college programs, and they want everyone indoctrinated for the new society.
And again, they know that the ones they can get will join the socialist army because they attach this race stuff too, and you're a communist too to prove you're good. They know the rest of the whites will run and become absolute racist, which is what they want. They want everybody divided in groups instead of the culture being the liberty, Bill of Rights, private property. They're deadly afraid of individualism.
They're pushing buttons.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared. And get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Globalists aren't just trying to destroy the way humans have always operated and create this new technocracy by the basic divide-and-conquer type race stuff that's being engaged in. They are also putting additives to the food and water. I mean, we're under scientific manipulation. And only being aware of, kind of like the Truman Show, that there's a larger system outside of that, and that's literally what it's becoming. That's how the globalists describe it, that we're like animals in an artificial habitat. And they're sociologists, anthropologists, biologists studying us. I mean, that's how they describe it in all their books. Aaron, I know you've read over 100 books and probably 300, 400 of their manuals. You've reviewed them on the nightly news the last few years. You've been here almost 7 years now. Looking at this, you were going over to Charlotte Isherby, who was number two of the Department of Education under Reagan. I mean, she's got the studies in there where they tried in the 50s and 60s to play brown hair against blonde hair in public schools as tests. I mean, they want divide and conquer. That's why they're always telling you about, let's come together, so let's look at our differences. They are exacerbating them.
Yeah, and you alluded to the fact that the technocrats, the eugenicists, use data and the power of experts always to rule over us, and it's always the experts telling us to do the family planning, the eugenics program, and they have studied psychology and specifically applied it to their rulership, and they're punching our buttons with race issues. That's what they're doing. The real racism has mainly died out, at least in my generation. Everybody was friends with everybody. It was very cosmopolitan, very diverse, at least at my school.
That was phase one.
I know it's not like that everywhere.
No, but that's phase one.
But the point is, they're not just doing it with race. In the studies from education and the things they did in experimental fashions as far back as the 60s, Isherby has it all documented.
They put estrogen in the plastic, and it's in government documents, and the White House science czar admits it. They literally attack our testicles.
I know that.
But that's racist, too, to say they shouldn't do it.
All the black leaders have gone along with the eugenics. The Chinese leaders have gone on with the eugenics. Indian leaders, everybody.
This is the global government.
The people who rise to the top have agreed to the eugenics pact, agreed to the New World Order, went along with the technocracy. Bloomberg talks about how much he uses data to rule over and make his decisions.
Oh, no, tell people about that article. We're going to get to more of that in the next hour, where he admits, I was ready for the next shooting. I'm going to tell you what to drink, what to eat, because I care about you. I control you. Bizarre articles.
Yeah, of course they were waiting for the next tragedy, because that's all they can do is, like vultures, just wait.
Well, that's how within 2 minutes of all these events they're on it. That's the sign. They're at the starting line. In fact, sometimes they jump the gun, like Building 7. They reported it had fallen before it did.
Yeah, so they're always pushing our buttons.
How do you jump the gun, Aaron?
I don't know, you know, because...
How did they print...
You just see it coming.
How did they print Lee Harvey Oswald's photo and name in Asian and Australian newspapers hours before he was even arrested?
How did they start showing Bin Laden's face minutes after the towers fell? You know, it's...
I mean, they were having to do it.
Oops, that's...
Oh, the government did...
Started to figure it
well,
out.
That's racist, because you're talking about... he's Irish. Why are you racist?
Oh, yeah, you're right, I guess. Yeah, but the point is, they're pushing...
You don't want to turn your guns in? That's racist. You don't want a ham sandwich? I mean, that's evil.
Well, they've driven up the race issue during Obama because that's his only cover, because everybody would be angry.
No, they're in 10 African countries lining blacks up and shooting them. But that's liberal.
But they won't talk on the
television. Those are ugly black babies, though.
About killing black people in Libya.
Say black babies are ugly and you'll be a liberal.
Yeah, well, I'm not going along with that genocide. The point is...
So you're a racist.
They're using that racial...
God, you're a racist. And that's why we need to talk about it with everybody. Get it out in the open. People need to stop being uncomfortable about government-sponsored terror, about deadly vaccines. They're trying to force those on us. We're all under attack. We got to just get this out in the open. And if we want to kill each other later after we defeated the New World Order, that's fine. That's what you're into, whatever. But my thing is, that's why I can't stand all these race groups, white supremacists, all of them. They will never talk about eugenics. They will never talk about the real scientific technocracy. It's all Catholics are bad, Jews are bad, blacks are bad, Mexicans are bad. It's always this group or that group runs it all. Or the Masons, the Reptoids. Instead of, how about systems of divide and conquer, systems of collectivization? Let's talk about Bloomberg. I actually have those articles when we come back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.